Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, the 24th of March. I hope you're well. Coming up,
the potential of a de-escalation, which is what we want.
Ukraine peace talks to take place in Saudi Arabia and Irish Cancer Society struggling with funding. Plus, we've all done the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, talks to try and secure a permanent ceasefire in Ukraine continue in Saudi Arabia later. Technical teams, but not top officials from Washington, will meet those from Kyiv and then Moscow. Russia's already agreed a pause in attacks on Ukrainian energy infrastructure, but it's hoped they'll also stop targeting civilian areas. US State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce was optimistic about the last round of talks last week.
This agreement reflects us being closer to an end to this and is really the first agreement that has created the potential of a de-escalation, which is what we want.
Opposition parties claim the Taoiseach hasn't honoured their agreement over Dáil speaking rights. The leaders of Sinn Féin, Labour, Social Democrats, People Before Profit and Independent Ireland have written to Simon Harris seeking an urgent meeting over the row. Mary Lou MacDonald, Ivana Bacic, Kino Callaghan, Richard Boyd-Barrett and Michael Collins claim he's now trying to force through a motion bringing unprecedented changes to standing orders. They say this will turn democracy on its head. They've tabled an amendment which would allow speaking opportunities for government TDs, including the Michael Lowry Group. The Irish Cancer Society needs to raise €30 million urgently in order to deliver on transport services. Demand has increased by 126% over the last 5 years. The group is encouraging the public to go all in on Daffodil Day this coming Friday to help its teams bring patients to and from cancer treatments across the country. Irish Cancer Society CEO Avril Power says donations are vital.
Over the last 5 years, the Irish Cancer Society's free hospital transport service and counselling service have both doubled, and we only get 5% of our funding from the state. So without public support, we simply won't be able to meet further increases in the demand in 2025. So that's why we're calling on people to support our Daffodil Day campaign by donating now on cancer.ie.
Trokra is expressing shock that over 50,000 Palestinians have been killed in the war in Gaza. The latest Israeli airstrikes have targeted a hospital in Gaza, killing a senior Hamas leader and an aide. The charity says 17,000 children have been killed in Gaza, with hundreds dying in the last week alone. Trokra CEO Caoimhe de Barra says Israel's assault must come to an end.
This begs the question, how many children and innocent civilians have to die before this war is ended? Israel has resumed its full-scale assault on Gaza for the past week, and at the same time it has implemented a complete blockade of all aid for over 3 weeks. This means that no food, no medical supplies, no sanitation equipment, and no shelter materials are entering Gaza. People are on the brink of starvation.
A new so-called obesity wonder drug arrives to the Irish market today. Weight loss medication Wegovy, which is similar to Ozempic, will be available on prescription at pharmacies. The drug, which comes as a pre-filled injector pen, won't be available to medical card users. Community pharmacist Sheena Mitchell says there is a marked difference between Ozempic and Wegovy.
Today marks the introduction of Wegovy to the Irish market, and Wegovy contains semaglutide, which is the same active ingredient that's in Ozempic, which is widely known. As Ozempic, it is licensed for diabetes only, and Wegovy brings a solution to the market as it is licensed for weight loss.
RTE is under fire for spending over €250,000 a year on clothing for staff. It bought outfits from high-end shops like Brown Thomas, Louis Copeland and Hugo Boss. Between 2021 and 2025, the bill at Brown Thomas came to €71,000, while €2,000 was spent on the fast fashion site Shein and €119 was spent on cowboy boots. Fine Gael TD Micheál Carrigy says the broadcaster promised it would roll back on spending, but it doesn't seem that's happened.
We were given commitments that there was a new era, a new start, and we wouldn't be seeing public money being wasted in any fashion like we've seen in the past. And I think it's disappointing that we read about this. You know, we were given guarantees, we were given commitments. Taxpayers' money has been pumped into RTE.
Pope Francis is starting 2 months of rest and recovery at the Vatican under doctor's orders. The 88-year-old has returned home after 5 weeks of hospital treatment for double pneumonia and other health issues. Before he left, the pontiff gave a thumbs up to crowds who gathered to see him wheeled out on the balcony. These people were among the well-wishers.
Right from the point I had that he was sick, we started praying. I came here the very first day when he was hospitalized, and they were so happy when I heard that he'd come up to give us a blessing.
He's truly not only a good leader in terms of faith, but also in terms of character and morals, right? Always a sense of like joy.
And in sport, in GAA, it'll be a repeat of the 2022 National Football League Division 1 final on Sunday. Kerry and Mayo renewed their rivalry after wins over Galway and Donegal in the final round of games yesterday. Kerry boss Jack O'Connor says he's looking forward to getting another crack at Kevin McStay's men in Croke Park.
It was a great dry run for the championship, and Mayo were a good bit better than us in Castlebar 4 or 5 weeks ago, so we've a bit of ground to make up, but delighted to have the chance to get up there.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.